In our class, we discussed the fact that Jesus was the one who built his church. He was the only one authorized to do that. In fact, when you stop and think about it, upon giving the Great Commission, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth." Only he had the authority to do what he did, and that was to build the one and only church. So if you turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13, we have Jesus here speaking of the Pharisees who had corrupted the Mosaic law, made this statement, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up." God had planted the Hebrew religion, and all other plants, all other religions were to be, listen to this, rooted up. That included the corrupted Hebrew faith, those who were within the Jewish line of faith and had corrupted it, as well as the wicked, idolatrous Gentile world, their religions. They were going to be rooted up. And so we ask the simple question, if God would uproot all other plants, that is, false religions, under Judaism, does it not make sense that he is also going to do the same thing under the Christian age? In other words, if it was not authorized by God during the Mosaic dispensation, he said these things will be rooted up. When we come to the Christian age, Jesus, even referencing this, tells them this. He says they will be rooted up. Well, in the Christian age, it makes sense that the same thing would happen. God's standards have not changed. God has not changed. And the very standard that said that which is wrong, evil, that which is not authorized by me, and in this case, the Christian age, by my Son, will be rooted up. Ultimately, when you stop and think about it, every religion out there that is not part of the body of Christ, that is not the body of Christ, should I say, will ultimately be rooted up. They'll be destroyed. All the more reason for us as Christians to be diligent about being in that one church that was authorized by Jesus Christ, the very one that Jesus established, and not a man-made religion, not a man-made, if you will, church so prevalent that we see in the world today. I forget the last time I checked, there were in the United States, I believe, between sections and subsections and all of that and break-offs and divisions within all the different religions out there, the denominational world, we had in the thousands now. That's how corrupted it's become. But it's so simple, isn't it? When we go to God's Word, we can pick it up, and I'll maintain that almost everybody here, with the exception of the littlest ones here, obviously, can pick up something like Matthew chapter 16 and read that Jesus said, "I will build my church," that it belongs to Him, doesn't belong to anybody else. And that's the reason that we need to be diligent every day to make sure that people understand that there is one body of Christ and that the saved will be found in that body and nowhere else. If there's anyone here who's never been obedient to the gospel call, who's never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism, we ask the simple question tonight, why do you wait? Remember when Ananias questioned Saul of Tarsus? He said, "Why do you wait?" Or, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized," and do what? "Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." We have that same opportunity tonight to be a part of the body of Christ, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of heaven, which is the church here on earth. If there's anyone here who needs to respond to the invitation plea, won't you do that right now as we stand and sing this song?